We're back with Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Public Radio, and she is about to leave us for a job with Public Television in Chicago. We'll talk about that job in just a moment. But Amanda, what stands out from the coverage you've done through the years? I mean, there are certainly some stories that rise to a level higher maybe than others, but you know, what will you remember the most?
That is actually a tough question. I admittedly have not gone back through the portfolio. In fact, Sean, you know this, but the program that we use to write our stories so that we can all, you know, read each other's and it catalogs and saves them. I know we had to create a separate folder because there were so many. When I went back to search, it would shut down. I have no clue how many I have done over the years. So what sticks out? Sometimes it's the government stuff, and it can be just covering a committee and you meet somebody that is testifying about an issue, and what is the most important issue in their lives is something that is just one of 100 things going on at the State House on any given day. But it can be such a wonderful opportunity to really bring that issue to light, be it So there's that. I would say some of the other ones are fun. I had a really good time with Governor Bruce Rauner and his dropped G's. So a G-thang story is what I have called it because
He was not enunciating his G's when he talks.
He still does not. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things where in a way, why does that matter? And when you have so many important issues going on at the state level, I will say that that was early on. And at that time, Illinois did have a budget in place, or actually, I think soon did, but we were not quite in the mess that we're in now. Nonetheless, it was the most common comment that I got from people is, what is up with our governor? Why does he talk like that? And it was both a fun story, but I think answered, or at least tried to, a question that a lot of people had on their minds. Let me see. Oh, the state fair. Love going to the state fair. Love covering it, both politics and the fun stuff. Love it all. Love eating my way through it, of course, as you know. What else has been a good time? Really, just some of the interviews and something that is, I think, special about covering state politics versus what I imagine being a member of the White House press corps would be is how close you can get to the figures that are making the decisions. That I would be able to and have, you know, cell phone numbers of state legislators, their willingness to talk, an ability to just call them over to the press box.
Well, one guy who's not too accessible these days is Rod Blagojevich. And you and I were both there during the impeachment and removal of office for Blagojevich. And of course, we saw the lead up to that as well, the investigations and a lot of the rumors that were flying before he was actually arrested and taken into custody, that has to stand out as well.
Oh my gosh, of course. I will never forget that morning and just hearing it at first the news. I believe actually my neighbor alerted me at the crack of dawn is what it felt like at the time, given how long that day became. And it's was a fascinating period to cover as a journalist, but of course a terrible and sobering one for Illinois government, and one where the state continues, I think, to suffer from both decisions made while Blagojevich was in office and the lack of trust in state government that stems from that. You did see changes by legislators as a consequence of it. Covering Blagojevich was fascinating because you did see when he interacted with just casual voters, members of the public, he somewhat shined. He truly seemed to enjoy that. And yet the lack of respect that legislators grew to have for him and hearing really the tapes about his disdain for his job and for Illinois government was so disrespectful to somebody in that position.
You talked earlier about having that, you know, ringside seat to watching government, what some people like to say at the State House is sort of watching the sausage get made. What is the biggest misperception you think that's out there about state government among people who don't have that type of access?
I would be hesitant to defend Illinois' elected officials, particularly at this point in time where they most certainly have not done their jobs in a basic obligation of passing a budget and giving due attention to the many social services and what have you that are really hurting. I would say there is often a misperception that once session isn't in, legislators aren't doing anything. It is not just within and under the Capitol Dome that the work is getting done and the discussions are being had. That's, I'd say, a big misperception.
And of course, as I said, you're leaving for a new position with Chicago Public Television. Why don't you give us a little briefing about what you're going to be doing, starting your new job in January?
Yeah, it is a new position, so it is going to be new to me and new to WTTW. It is remaining in the public media family. I'm proud to say that because I respect the work that all journalists of all mediums do, but this particular program that I'll be going to work for, Chicago Tonight, is an hour-long news magazine. One of the things that I love about public radio, of course, is that it is an opportunity to truly delve into a topic and not just give it the passing snap. This program, I think, likewise allows for that. You have many public figures and newsmakers in Chicago and in state government appear on Chicago Tonight, and I'm glad to be part of that heritage, just as I have been here. So I will see what all the beat entails and how often I'll be back in the capital city. But as I noted, the plan is to continue having state government as a beat.
Well, I must say, we wish you good luck. It won't be the same without you. And again, thanks for all the hard work through the years, the many stories that you filed here for public radio.
Thank you, Sean.